This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we reflected on what 2 Peter 1:3 promised. God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Now let's discover how what God has given becomes a reality in my experience. Peter says that God gives everything we need through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. I often focus on trying to understand what was given and forget the source of what was given. Or put another way, I try to understand the gift rather than focus on knowing the giver. The giver is the one who called us. How did He call us? By His own glory and goodness. The point Peter is making is this: experientially, the better I know Jesus Christ, the greater God's power will operate in me, providing what I need for life and godliness. More specifically, the better my knowledge of Him who called me, the more readily I will trust in His provision for all I need. Remember, the word knowledge refers to having a full, precise, intimate, and personal knowledge. The release of God's power to provide everything I need to live a full, dynamic, and Christ-like life will be proportionate to my knowledge of the glory and goodness of the One who called me. I was originally drawn to Jesus Christ by a very limited knowledge of His glory, that is, His divine attributes, and His goodness, that is, His character traits and His acts of kindness, climaxing in His death for my sins on the cross. My experience was limited by how little I knew about how He lived His life and related to people. Let's probe deeper into this in our next visit. And you can review these programs by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org. And I'd sure like to hear from you.